Morning watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, week 3. Discipling all the nations by baptizing them into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Friday, related verses. Matthew 3:16 through 17. And having been baptized, Jesus went up immediately from the water. And behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I have found my delight." 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now this I say, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Galatians 3:16-29. But to Abraham were the promises spoken, and to his seed. He does not say, and to the seeds, as concerning many, but as concerning one, and to your seed, who is Christ. For as many of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And if you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise. Ephesians 1:13-14. In whom you also, having heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in him also believing, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of the promise, who is the pledge of our inheritance unto the redemption of the acquired possession, to the praise of his glory. Related reading. For our experience of life, John unveils the mystery of the Godhead in the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, especially in chapters 14 through 16. Whereas for the constituting of the kingdom, Matthew discloses the reality of the divine Trinity by giving one name for all three. In the opening chapter of Matthew, the Holy Spirit, Christ, and God are presented for the producing of the man Jesus, who, as Jehovah the Savior and God with us, is the very embodiment of the triune God. In chapter 3, Matthew presents a scene in which the Son was standing in the water of baptism under the opened heaven. The Spirit, like a dove, descended upon the Son, and the Father spoke out of the heavens to the Son. In Matthew 12, the Son, in the person of man, cast out demons by the Spirit to bring in the kingdom of God the Father. In chapter 16, the Father revealed the Son to the disciples for the building of the church, which is the life pulse of the kingdom. In chapter 17, the Son entered into transfiguration and was confirmed by the Father's word of delight, bringing about a miniature display of the manifestation of the kingdom. Eventually, in the closing chapter, after Christ as the last Adam has passed through the process of crucifixion, entered into the realm of resurrection, and become the life-giving Spirit, he came back to his disciples in the atmosphere and reality of his resurrection to charge them to make the heathen, the kingdom people, by baptizing them into the name, the person, the reality of the divine Trinity. Later, in the Acts and the Epistles, it is disclosed that to baptize people into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is to baptize them into the name of Christ. And that to baptize them into the name of Christ is to baptize them into Christ the person, because Christ is the embodiment of the triune God, and he, having become the life-giving Spirit, is available any time and in any place for people to be baptized into. According to Matthew, being baptized into the reality of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is for the constituting of the kingdom of the heavens. Unlike an earthly society, the heavenly kingdom cannot be formed with human beings of flesh and blood. It can be constituted only with people who have been immersed into the union with the triune God, and who have been established and built up with the triune God, who has been brought into them. Christ, the Son of Abraham, brings us the divine blessing for us to inherit God. Abraham's seed is only one, Christ. Hence, to be Abraham's seed, we must be Christ's, a part of Christ. Because we are one with Christ, we are Abraham's seed, heirs according to promise, inheriting God's promised blessing, which is the all-inclusive Spirit as the ultimate consummation of the process trying God to be our portion. The believer's divine inheritance is the trying God himself with all that he has, all that he has done, and all that he will do for his redeemed people. The triune God is embodied in the all-inclusive Christ, who is the portion allotted to the saints as their inheritance. Since God is our inheritance, the Holy Spirit is the pledge of this inheritance to us.